This world has a specific purpose. No one can understand it. No human living being can understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to achieve in this world. And if he's keeping me alive, even through the most incredible pain and Yisurim and who knows what, it's the fact that he wants me alive is worth to me more than any other cheshbon that I can ever make. Lochein simcha va'osher hemli. Therefore, it's a tremendous simcha and osher. Osher is not osher with the ayin. Osher with the aleph. Pleasure, right? I'm, even though I might not understand what my part of the partnership is, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping me achieve whatever that purpose is. I'm a partner to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's matoro for my being in this world. There's no better feeling in the world. There's no. It's the most amazing thing. To live, just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to live and he's keeping me alive, there's no greater reason and purpose and incredible feeling than that. It's a high madrega. Now this is a very high madrega, but it's something one needs to work on. Now we often come to situations in life that are difficult, whether it's chinuch, parnosa, marriage, shalom bayis, community, whatever it is, right? When one comes to it, and rechol, I can't. Small fish in the bigger picture. The bigger picture is, you're part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation. He's put you in this world for a reason. Just focusing on that aspect of it. Okay, so I've got some problems myself. Big problems, small problems. Mother Mishaneh, I'm part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's big plan. Yeah, I'm fulfilling his stuff, whatever he wants for me. That overrides everything. That gives me a purpose. Even in the worst, most depressing moments, right? That gives me a purpose to go on. That woman in the marshal that we brought before, she understood. She understood this. She understood this. She lay the whole week in the worst circumstance. But that one moment that she could make a brocha once a week when she was able to make a brocha, just for that alone, I want to live hundreds of years. She said, give me arichas yomim just to be able to make that brocha once a week. The rest of the week I'm suffering. I'm in the worst degradation and smell. Who knows what she's going through, right? Mama Shaneh, once a week I can make a brocha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want arichas yomim for that. I can't understand, but she understood this. She understood what it means. She understood the value of life, the purpose of life. Zochreinu lechayim lemancho Elokim chayim. He's quoting here from what we say on Yomim Noroim. Zochreinu lechayim lemancho Elokim chayim. Lifnei mispar shonim nifgashti im bochur tzair. Numerous years ago, I met this young boy, Keben Shmoina Esra, 18-year-old boy, Ashecholo b'machalo kosho v'aroifim noyashu mechayov. He got this nebuch, terrible machlo, and the doctors had given up on him. Doctors had given up on his life. Lohoyo mukar tipul rufui shiyokol hoyo lotes mane lemachalosa. There was no known cure for this machalo that this young boy never had. Heim he difu lachzira lebeisoy. They preferred to transfer him back to his own home. Kedei sheisayem is chayav b'menucho. That he should finish his life in a peaceful environment, not in a hospital environment with all the machines beeping around you and nurses walking in and out and noise and balagan in your home, in your bed, surrounded by friends, family. Okay, makes sense from the doctor's point of view. Ulam hoyrov loy omru noyosh. Nevertheless, his parents refused to accept this verdict. They refused to give up. V'itisu oisoy l'merkaz refui baratzoy sabrit. They flew him to this big medical center in America. Shom ne'emar lohem ki kayemes efshorus lekabel tipul rufui chadshani. They said that there's a chance, a possibility of getting this new treatment that they have. Asher Lamroise Yoitsa Machiv Beyoisa, despite it being very, very painful, this treatment, Tomun Boy Sikui Laharochos Chaye Hanar Lechoidesh Chodshai. Listen to this. This medicine contains something very painful to apply this medication. But if you give this medication to this boy, he will be able to extend his life by a month or 2 months. Month or 2 months. They flew him there. Month or 2 months, we'll take it. They flew him to America. Ha'horim ponu legodol batoyre v'sha'alu. They went to the gedolim. They asked him, ha'im mutar lenar lahaskim letipo. The first question they asked him was, ha'im mutar lenar lahaskim letipo. Is he allowed to go through such incredible pain for painful treatment? Is he allowed to? Such pain, he's allowed to put himself in such pain. A month or two. Second question, Haim hu mechuyav lekabel et hatipul. Second question is, fine, he's allowed to take it. Is he mechuyav to take it? In other words, if he doesn't take it, he says, no, I can't go through more pain. I can't go through more pain. That's it, I want to die in peace, leave me alone. But he can get another 2 months of life. Is he mechuyev to go through the pain to get that 2 months of life? Who hoisiv lishol she'elos doimois benoise ke'uvze? And the boy himself asked other various questions that were related to this topic of, does he need to go through it? Does he have to go through it? How much does he have to go through it? What stage is it? Whatever the questions were. La'achar she'hemik v'chokar b'chol ha'protim. After the Moira Hoira, the Godel, heard all the protim and he turned them over in his mind, Hoira Orav ki ranar ba'atzmo yochol lahachim. He decided, he paskin, that only the boy himself can decide if he can go through this or not. Nobody else, can't tell you. What? We need you for another 2 months. Go, we want you. Go through the pain. We need you for 2 months. Very nice. Thank you very much. You go through the pain and I'll stay for another 2 months. It's very nice. Right? So the Godel understood this is something only the boy himself can decide. He's willing to go. He's been through so much pain. Treatments. Ahmara Islam, what these people suffer. Shemirachim. I don't know what makhla yet, but oh, no makhla is pleasant. Right?
That means that was not on the obligation. That was not
Vice Toys. Yeah, good point. Hanar bikesh lesochech imi beyichidus. So this was the psak they got, that only the boy can decide. So they came to see me. The parents of this boy, with this boy, they came to see me. And the boy asked to speak to me in private. He wanted to speak to me on his own. V'kach hu shoal. And he asked the following question. Nimsar li, I was told, he said, ki atipul osui laharich es yomai es yimei chayai b'choydesh oichotshai. I was told that this treatment can extend my life for a month or 2 months. V'ha'achloto im kabloi tolui bi. And according to what the Godel said, the decision is in my hands, whether to accept it or not. She'elosi hi, my question to you is, ma arviach michoidesh echot shel chayim? What am I going to gain, this boy asked me, from 1 month of life? Kasher bizman ze ani misyaser ve'eineni mesugol hisrakez yoiser michomesh dakot tzufas. What kind of what's the point, he said, of getting that extra month of life where the whole month is going to be a month of incredible yisurim and I will not be able to focus, I assume he means to learn Torah, for more than 5 consecutive minutes. Is it in that situation? What's the point? What's the point? Mishpachti oimedes le'abed esikiro. Let's look at it even from my family's perspective, right? They know that it's a question of a month or two before they lose their dear one. Yakiro, right? V'yitochein, and it could well be, ki amare hamisyaser shili, the terrible sight of me suffering incredible pain, rak yachbid aleihem ba'oid chodesh noisach. All it's going to do is prolong their suffering, for an extra month to see me going through incredible yisurim. V'im kein, mai olai laisod. What am I meant to do in this situation? Do I go through with it or don't I go through with it? That's a tough question to answer. Now, based on what we've learned till now, we know what Rav Bredvid is going to answer. But the question is a very powerful question from an 18-year-old boy, and a big part of his concern is his family, not only him. He'll suffer, whatever, yes, no. That his family is going to have to see him suffer for another whole month before he dies. I'm dying. Everybody say I'm dying. They can prolong it another month. Incredible question. Reishis, says Rav Revda, Rav Tober, Omarti loy bebirur. First of all, I told him 100%, ki vadai ein hu metzape ki ani achria avuroi b'sh'elo akosha. I said to him, you understand that you can't expect me to be machria in this huge question, right? You understand that I'm not going to be machria for you, right? Hadovar hayochid she'efshorusi la'asoyf. The only thing that I can do, that I'm willing to do, said Rav Tova, who rak lehasbir loy mahu erkoy shel chodesh b'chaye odom. What I can do for you, he says, what I can do for this boy is to explain to him what is the value of a month of life in the life of a person. Im yomin nechoyno es hameser, if he understands the message clearly, properly, then he will have been granted the correct tools to make this incredible decision with a much clearer point of view of what life's about. So I spoke to him at length about these inyonim that we've been speaking about till now. V'izbarti loy ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu mukhon loses avur rega echo shel chai yehuda. We saw before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to destroy the whole world, right? I explained to him, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu willing to do for one moment of life of a year? What is the value of life? You're talking about a month of life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu for one moment of life is willing to change the whole world. I added more to that, and I said to him, "David HaMelech Oimer b'Sefer Tehillim." David HaMelech says in Sefer Tehillim, "Kol haneshama tahalel ko, v'dorshu al kach Chazal, she'al kol neshima uneshima tahalel ko." That for every single breath that a person breathes in this world, he has to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have Oimer shekol neshimas chayim yeshbo kedei loses shevach v'halel lebori oylam. Comes out of that for every breath that we are granted, we need to give incredible praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol neshimo shel odom yesh l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu matoro v'tachlis ha'gevoyim ma'asogoseinu. For every breath that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to breathe in this world, he has his unique matoro purpose, v'tachlis and tachlis ha'gevoyim ma'asogoseinu, that are way above any hasoga that us as humans can understand. Kol neshima noisenes kaviyochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu inyonim bale mashmol she'en l'sharo. Every breath gives kaviyochol, as if you can give HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it gives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu things inyonim bale mashmol she'en l'sharo, of such value, matters of such value that gives such incredible, whatever it is, Takurish Borhu, Mashmos, Takurish Borhu, Mashmosh and Lasharo, things that we poshut can't understand, we can't relate to them. Vekacho Martila. I said to him as follows. Ato Roye Ma Kurish Borhu Muchon Loses Avo Regachaim. You see what a Kurish Borhu is willing to give for one moment of life. Im Tachlit Lakabela Satipu, if you decide to go ahead with this tipul, Hareshekol Rega Chaim Shitoisiv Lichyos Yiye Kuloi Rega Shel Abbas Hashem. It turns out that any single moment that you live, that Kol Rega Chaim Shitoisiv Lichyos, that you continue living, will be incredible moments of love of Abbas Hashem. Because you're giving so much to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with each moment of life, and you're doing it through those incredible Yisurim, you have no kelim to understand what you're giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with holding on to life. As he said, I can't tell you what to decide, but I can tell you, if you do decide to live, what are you doing with this life? That's an incredible thing. In other words, until now the boy was thinking, okay, life, death, what should I do? The Yisurim, go through it, yeah, no. They say, if you give a purpose to those Yisurim, and not stomach purpose, but one of the highest purposes that one can imagine, giving so much to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asiba lekachi sharei lecho atzmecho ein tam b'chayecho. It's poshut, right? You yourself have no time left in life, right? A life of that kind of surim and pain, you can't say that it's for you, it's going to be any good, right? It's not going to be good for you. The suffering that you're going to go through, you can't say it's going to be amazing for you, right? Gam orecho bnei mishpachtecho olai yizbulu miyitzurecho yosef. And your family is going to suffer from your yisurim even more. Rak laKadosh Baruch Hu yeh oid chodesh chaim shel Yehudi. The only one who's going to benefit you, kaviyochol, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to get another full month of life of a yid. Hachloto zu mashma'uso hi. This decision means, what you're going to decide now means, lo ichpas li me'umo miritzoino yisaya pratim. I don't care nothing about my own self. Nothing. I have no rotzon on my own yet. Ubilvad shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu yiyeh Yehudi sheyichyeh oid chodesh sholem. As long as HaKadosh Baruch Hu can get another yid who's going to live another full month, that's why you missed it. Tiyeh bekach mitzitcho hachroso. Hachroso. It turns out that you choosing to live is going to be a declaration. She'ein komoyo oidoy se'emuna b'kdusha zachay. A declaration of the value of life and your emuna in the kedusha zachay. In other words, it's such a declaration that you believe the emuna shleimo, that each moment of life has kedusha and incredible value to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's amazing, right? Zutiye zechia tzuma avurcha. That will be an incredible schus for you, for the Olam HaEmes. Oh. Mavir. Habokur shoka lesadvori vehichlit lekabel et hatipo. The boy weighed up all that's got him of what Rav Rebda said, and he decided, I'm going ahead with it. V'ra'ei ze pele. Incredible, look at this pele, said Rav Tobin. Horoifim nid hamul liroitz keitzad abochur oiver eskola tekufo akosho keshechiyuch nosuch alpono. The doctors were blown away that through the incredible torture of this treatment that this boy was going through, he had a constant smile and you saw a chiyuv nosk al ponav. His face was radiating a smile. Wasn't a fake smile? It was genuine. Ad she oviv shaloi soy ma osisi loy shu kol kach mechayev. His father asked me, "What did you do to this boy that he is smiling through this whole treatment?" Heshavti, I answered the father, "Ki loy osisi mumo. I didn't do anything. Milvad ha uvdo she nosati loy lahovin es mashmous achayev. All I did was understand the mashmaut of what every moment of life means. Memela, doesn't matter what pain I'm going through. And on the contrary, if I'm going through pain and I myself would not have wanted to go through, I'm doing it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the value is le'ein l'shayeh. That's why he's smiling. Because he knows what he's doing. Hu asher dibarnu. He doesn't say what happened to the boy. It's not the point. But this is exactly the nekuda that we've been speaking about the whole time, says Rabbi Tov. Kasher odom mashris belibo es ha-hakoro ki chayov ba-asher heim chashuvim heim la-boire oylom ad kedei kach shu muchon la-hakriv es kol ha-oylom avur chayov. If a person just internalizes the recognition that his life, however they are, whatever situation he finds himself in, are more important to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to the extent that he's willing to flip over the whole world for that one moment of your life, memela oisa odom someach litol chelek b'mesimon alazu. Memela, the person wants to be part of that. The Shmoch is batting for me. He's keeping the whole world alive for me. He's willing to destroy the whole world for me. Just for me to have some life. The person says, I'm a partner in that. But it's Baruch Hu, the Ribbono Shel Olam, cares about me, wants me to live, he cares about my... He's gonna do things that I can live with more. Umargish ki unase shutav bi yitziradu. A person feels, wow, I'm a partner in Kadosh Baruch Hu in this incredible thing. Shehu yitzira nizgova shel olam mole. This is a yitzira, a creation of the whole world. That's what life of a yid is. Life of a yid is... We're a shutav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The life of a yid is not just a life. It's a life of giving nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with every moment of life and utilizing it to the maximum. And on the flip side, kol shekein, if a person is healthy and he's not suffering, that he needs to not only appreciate that fact, but make use of every moment that he has for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the life for. That's obvious, but we need to speak it out. In other words, that's our job. That's our job. We can't forget about that. We can't forget about that. And if we see people that are struggling, whether it's teenagers or whatever it is, if it's adults that have been through a hard situation, and we can give them a bit of chizuk and share with them some of these ideas, that they have a coping mechanism for the Yisurim. That's also a big thing.
See, the sickness, usually, the doctor says, it's a part of the mental journey. It's very big. That means how you think, it helps a lot.
Yeah.
On both sides, that means if you think.
It helps you get over it also.
Yeah.
For sure. Ad kan b'shavas avarom.
Mikey, maybe next time you give shir, it won't be so depressing.
Depressing.
A little bit depressing.
Oh, yes. It's the contrary.